everyone, welcome to HCast Mini, and today we're looking at the book of Jude. Jude is a short one-chapter book in the Bible. In it, it speaks about how men have taken advantage of the grace of God to carry on sinning. We know that God will forgive us every time we come to Him in repentance, but that is not the excuse we should have to keep feeding our flesh. I have to agree that it is indeed too hard to fight our flesh. Thus, in the book of Jude, it warns us about the people in the end days. How in verse 19, "These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instinct and do not have the Spirit." And it goes on to say, "Dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit." Many times, we come up with excuses for our own sin, and it becomes so much of a habit that we find it hard to stop feeding the flesh. I believe that in these last days, God is reminding us to fight the flesh with the Spirit. We should come to Him and depend on Him for the strength to overcome. Do not be influenced, but be an influence to those around you who sin. Stand out from them and not be part of them, because they are the ones that will affect your walk with God. One thing that I have learned through my experiences is to not give in to peer pressure. Our friends sometimes can lead us in the wrong direction, and sometimes, in order to be a part of them, we end up doing things that do not glorify God but identify with men. We may end up smoking, drinking, or worse, getting ourselves hooked up with the opposite sex. We tend to give ourselves excuses for our actions and drift away from God unknowingly, especially when these things become just so natural. When we keep blocking out the Holy Spirit's calling and convictions to us, we get accustomed to our actions and stop thinking twice. We have to learn to say no the very first time. Pray that God would open our eyes to see the traps the enemy has laid hidden before us. We have to start standing up for Christ. And in verses 22 and 23, "Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained with corrupted flesh." And this is how we should live our lives to glorify God.